Where no news is good news, this is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of September 23rd, 2004.
Hi, right, police! Police!
Cop.
Donut!
Bad, 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 bad.
Cop, 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 cop.
No, 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 no. Donut, 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 donut.
It's under law, and I rule.
Police in Tracy, California, have launched an investigation to determine if five of its officers acted inappropriately when they beat up a 17-year-old this past weekend. Lewis Smith claims police attacked him as he was leaving a house party. His parents filed a formal complaint and participated with other community members in protests outside the police department. Many of the demonstrators felt that Smith was targeted because he is black. Smith says that an officer approached him as he was leaving the party and asked for identification. When he informed the officer that he had none, the officer started speaking with someone else across the street and Smith went on his way. Then he says four more officers drove up and ordered him to take his hands out of his pockets and remove his backpack. That is when one officer punched him in the chest and then the other officers wrestled him to the ground, punching and kicking him. Police would not comment on any details of the case. A Springfield, New Jersey police officer has admitted that he faked his own shooting earlier this year. Christopher LaFragola pleaded guilty to official misconduct and will have to resign from his job and pay a $7,500 fine when he is sentenced in November. The officer admitted that he made up a story that he was ambushed to gain the sympathy of a former lover who had ended their relationship abruptly. He had also recently divorced his wife. The Police and Fire Commission in Port Washington, Wisconsin, has voted unanimously to suspend Police Chief Ed Rudolph indefinitely. Rudolph was recently seen tossing an empty 24-ounce beer can from his unmarked police car. He faces possible misconduct charges in the future. 6 months after having to pay out an almost $8 million settlement, the Bethlehem, Pennsylvania Police Department is facing another lawsuit alleging excessive use of force. Officers at a downtown music festival had already arbitrarily pepper-sprayed a large crowd of people when they attacked James Lisicki after giving him conflicting orders about whether to stay or leave. Officers knocked him down, punched and kicked him, repeatedly smashed his head into a sidewalk, and stunned him with an electric prod. When the man's son intervened, he was grabbed by the neck, choked, and kicked by police. Lisicki was charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest, but he was later acquitted by a jury at a trial. After surgery, he still suffers medical problems resulting from the attack. The city of Anaheim, California, has agreed to pay $500,000 to an unarmed man who was shot by police last year. The settlement is at least the third the city has had to pay, resulting from the actions of Officer Scott McManus. The city does not admit to any wrongdoing in any of the settlements. McManus is alleged to have beaten a woman who was a victim of domestic violence and had called the police for assistance, and he is said to have assaulted a man he previously arrested because he suspected he was high on marijuana. So far, he has cost the city almost $600,000 in settlements. A family in Chicago is accusing city police of brutality after their two teenagers were beaten last weekend. Police had accused one of the two brothers of carrying a concealed weapon before arresting and beating him. No weapon was found. When the other brother questioned the officers, he was also beaten. Parents of the boys say that one of them was nearly killed by the officers. Both brothers have been charged with assaulting a police officer. The week after a Hialeah, Florida police officer was arrested on brutality charges, his victim has filed four lawsuits. Officer George Louis Castillo beat a local gardener outside a restaurant where he was working off duty. Castillo was arrested on September 14th and charged with one felony count of aggravated battery and two felony counts of official misconduct. His victim was diagnosed with a brain injury and hospitalized for a week after the incident and continues to suffer related medical problems. The two Evanston, Illinois police officers caught on videotape beating a man in a police station bathroom stall while other officers looked on pleaded not guilty to various charges stemming from the incident on Tuesday. Officers Gus Horimus and Mike Yorty have been charged with battery, official misconduct, and obstructing justice. Yorty is also facing a perjury charge. Horimus is on paid leave, and Yorty has been fired from the department. They are facing between 1 and 5 years in prison each. A Geneva-on-the-Lake, Ohio councillor expressed his outrage Monday at excessive use of force used by police at an incident at his rental property earlier this month. Students were handcuffed after police responded to a report of a break-in at the address. The students, who were all employed by the councillor, were staying at the property legally and had committed no offense whatsoever. The students were understandably terrified by their ordeal. Local police have been the object of an investigation by council after a number of reports of unethical and intimidating behavior were made by local residents. The councillor who made the complaint Monday also says he has been the target of intimidation at the hands of police since the incident took place. The Ohio County, West Virginia police have been accused of using and condoning the use of excessive force in a lawsuit filed this week. Police videotape captured the incident where Deputy Brian Keller made an arrest on February 5, 2003, after a routine traffic stop. The officer is seen flipping the man into the pavement after he was in handcuffs. The man was rendered unconscious, and the officer is shown calling for an ambulance as the tape ends. The charges against the man, for drinking and driving and resisting arrest, were dropped, but were later refiled after the victim hired a lawyer to pursue the matter in court. An Edmonton, Alberta woman has filed a complaint against police after she and her daughter witnessed police beating a homeless person. Although her complaint was filed weeks ago, it has yet to be received by the proper authorities. The woman and her daughter were stopped at a red light on September 1st when they witnessed three police officers standing over two men who had been forced to the ground. When one of the men raised his head, a police officer stomped his head into the ground and kicked the man, slamming his head into the concrete. The three other officers on the scene were witnessed laughing afterwards. In Toronto this week, a judge threw out a case against a black motorist, finding that he was the victim of racial profiling and fabrication of evidence at the hands of Toronto police. The man, a schoolteacher, is the first case of driving while black successfully pursued in Canadian courts. Although racial profiling by the Toronto police has been extremely well documented in the past, most notably in the Toronto Star's 2002 Race and Crime series, outgoing police chief Julian Fantino is still not acknowledging that there is a problem with racism on the force. That's all for this week. At CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto, I'm Ron Anisich. Contact us with your comments or suggestions at ihatepigs@hotmail.com. That's all one word. Every week we end the show with a song about the police. This week, it's Cop Cars by The Exploited.
Mama, cussing off the bay. Mama, cussing off the bay. Mama, cussing off the bay. Here they come. Have your pains, come on, shine, you get that fight. For the cops, they pick you up, take you away. But I hate cop cars. I hate cop cars. Mima. I hate cop cars. Downtown, push on the street, get me around my own local folks. They don't care when they run around, but they're kind of a sort of cunts. I ain't got those. I ain't got those. Mima. I ain't got those. Let's hear ya. I ain't got those. I ain't got those. I ain't got those. I ain't no gun! You got a bomb, have your face, tell us how to get a fight. For the clothes and the cuff you off, get your way, for the night. I ain't no gun! I ain't no gun! Mima.